some questions. When the day of Pentecost had come, there came the sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house. It's not the entire description, but the whole description of the arrival of the Holy Spirit in this morning's reading, it's vivid, it's dramatic, it's powerful, it's filled with 900 different names and nationalities and words that are difficult to pronounce. But it's so vivid. The rush of a violent wind, tongues of fire, bewilderment, astonishment. They really dominate the narrative there. And from this narrative in Acts, artists have been seeking ways to depict that vivid and that dramatic and powerful picture for, well, more than 1,000 years, a couple thousand years. I've seen many pictures, ancient ones, modern ones, that bring about astonished emotions in me. There's one that we have on the bulletin cover today. Is it in the large print bulletin as well as our picture on that one? So if you have a large print bulletin, ushers, could you bring a small print bulletin to anyone that has a large print that might want to see this? It's a small picture. It's in black and white. The color version is awesome, and we did link it in the Friday email. You can see these. The tongues of fire is more like streams of breath, of wind, swirling around people, light. Some are bowing. Some are looking up. So some questions about that, and questions to ponder. We don't have to answer these, but I want to give you the questions and give us a moment just to think about it as you look at the picture. One is, how is the swirling wind affecting the people in this picture? I see fear. I see worry, pain, serenity, awe. Maybe you see some other emotions too. And you may have an image of Pentecost that was put together from this morning's reading or other times where we have celebrated Pentecost here at St. Paul's or other places where you have worshiped. So how does the fire and the wind woven together in this painting change your image of Pentecost? And overall, what does this painting feel like? The artist's purpose here, first and foremost, was to express what Pentecost felt like to her. Estela Luisa M. Canciani is the painter. But I'm sure it's also to evoke emotion, maybe to give you a sense of discomfort, maybe to provoke action. I don't know. Can't get into the artist's head, but this piece of art, I don't know the entire motivation, but I do know that this morning's sermon is inspired by that piece of art. And the sermon is designed to provoke. And the sermon should make you a little uncomfortable. The day of Pentecost was not a comfortable day for people. I'll start off with, we'll call it the gross out part. I have shared this story with you before, very recently, a couple times in a story that was put together by my friend Steve Case about Ezekiel. God showed Ezekiel something incredible. He said, I will lay sinews upon you and will cause flesh to come upon you and cover you with skin. And that's gross. But then the spirit, the wind, the breath of God, it's all really the same thing here. Then it goes to work. The bones that were once dry, then covered with ligaments and muscles and skin, came to life, a huge army. And the Ezekiel passage about the dry bones coming to life is explained as a prophecy about the rebirth of Israel, a nation that was then in exile. That seems weird and vivid, kind of dreamlike. And it's informative of today's. Today's Bible reading, though, another featuring the Spirit, the wind, the breath of God, it isn't so dreamy. The believers were all gathered in a house, and all of a sudden there was that violent wind. It filled the place. Vivid, dramatic, powerful, unnerving. Imagine this kind of scene maybe in a Sunday school class, maybe in a summer camp, maybe in a summer drama camp. I don't know. So the teacher is reading and trying to get the kids to focus. Let's all silently read Psalm 63. I don't know. Sunday school teachers don't talk like that, but that's the way I'm talking as this Sunday school teacher. It's the scripture passage for today. Please raise your hand when you are finished, and we will discuss the passage and what it means for us today. And then a student raises their hand, and the teacher, oh my, are you already finished reading the scripture? No, I have to go to the bathroom. Really? No, but I don't get this and I don't want to read it. It's boring. Yeah, it's boring. It's boring. It's boring. I don't get it either. It's like it's written in another language. Can we go outside? It's so nice outside. No, you know, as soon as we get out there, you'll feel the cool breeze on your face and then we'll get nothing done at all today. And then at once, There's something that's much more than a gentle breeze. The papers are blown all over the place. Hair is flying. Things are a mess. And the teacher doesn't know what to do. The teacher says, hold on. It's going to be all right. We'll get back to our lesson in a moment. There's got to be an open window or something here. That's funny. No window. Anyway, let's get back to the lesson. I see that the wind has stopped. We were reading from Psalm 63. Please read that silently. And things are a mess. Papers and Bibles are all topsy-turvy. The students aren't ready to get back to things the old way because there has been this unknown wind that has blown through the place. And a student says, yeah, but do we just have to read it? When that wind blew here, or whatever it was, I started getting a tune in my head. And the student says, listen to this. The student walked down in front of the class, grabbed a Johnny Cash guitar, and said, this is what I'm feeling from that rush of the Holy Spirit. God, you are my God, and I long for you. My soul, it thirsts for you. Like the desert longs for water, my soul, it thirsts for you. I long for you. I have been inside your temple, seen how glorious you are. My soul,
for you. Your love is better than life itself. As long as I live, I will praise you. Oh God, you are my God. Oh God, you are my God. I long for you. My soul, it thirsts for you. That's what the student did. Student sang. Student played. Nothing was the same anymore in that room. The teacher didn't know what to do. Students were moved by the song, responding with dance moves, maybe some of the best dance moves ever. The teacher was confused, but the teacher also started to love what was happening, and the teacher's like, that's different. I like it. I understand it, even though it's not the way we normally do things, but wow. And then a student says, I think we could work out a skit for this psalm. We could show a person who's in a desert and really thirsty. Then they could get water and they could realize how God gives us living water. Like the time Jesus was talking to the woman at the well. And then another student, I was thinking about getting some stones together and making a sculpture of a giant well in the desert to show how when we're dry, we can get to the well and our thirst will be quenched. And the teacher says, wow, people are on fire. And then there's a previously unseen adult that walks in, sees how things are all turned about. There's a guitar sitting there. There's papers all over. The students are starting to make sculptures and talking. And, well, what's going on here? This is Sunday school time. It's not time to play. I don't understand what's happening. It's way too loud in here, and I don't like it. Then the teacher, who has been moved by this scene, I know it's Sunday school time, but something is happening here. This wind came in, and all of a sudden these people are really understanding what's happening in the Bible. They're expressing it in a way that others can understand.
Well, I don't understand it anyway. They're young. They'll grow out of it, I guess.
Grow out of it? Grow out of it? We're experiencing what it's like to understand the Bible for the first time. We're worshiping. And the teacher, I have a feeling this is just the beginning. There's something alive happening here. It's not going to stop. This is powerful. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit is powerful. God's Spirit is alive. God's Spirit is here. So are you feeling frustrated or feeling unmotivated or feeling defeated? It's no match for the Holy Spirit. So let's let that wind blow. May God reach us where we're uncomfortable. May God reach us where we're fearful. May God reach us where we're frustrated. May God reach us where we are unmotivated. May God reach us where we're defeated. May God reach us in places that we keep hidden. So let that wind blow to make us new. Let that wind blow as we and all of God's creation are amazed. Amen.